We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 24, verses 2 through 4. Let me pick up at verse 2 again and read this. Tertullus says to Governor Felix, "We have enjoyed a long period of peace unto you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation." As I said last time, that's political speak if you've ever heard it. Why do I say that? Because history would tell us that Felix was far better known for his brutality that he employed to put down all forms of Jewish resistance in Judea than he was for anything else. The peace and reforms that Tertullus cites had more to do with Felix's campaign of terror, really, than anything else. As John Stott puts it, quote, "He had put down several insurrections with such barbarous brutality that he earned for himself the horror, not the thanks, of the Jewish population." Well, Tertullus's opening statement reminds us of Claudius Lysias's false characterization of Felix as an equestrian noble, when in fact he had gained the office of governor through the machinations of his brother in Emperor Claudius's court. Again, notice Tertullus's flattery when he states, "But in order not to weary you further, I would request that you be kind enough to hear us briefly." Let me ask you, have you ever had someone ask you, "Do you have a minute?" That's exactly what the Jews advocate was saying to Felix. Well, after the excessive courtesy of his opening statement, Tertullus finally moves to the charges that the high priest and the elders have lodged against Paul. This is what he says in verses 5 through 6. "We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and has even tried to desecrate the temple. So we seized him." John MacArthur's commentary gives us a great outline for what we're seeing in verses 5 through 9. Here's a little bit of what he writes. The accusation falls into three categories: sedition, sectarianism, and sacrilege. Sedition, that's a violation of Roman law. Sectarianism, that's a violation of Jewish law. A sacrilege is a violation of God. So they get him on his relationship to Rome, to the Jews, and to God. You know, that's a great outline. So let's see how it plays out in Paul's defense before Governor Felix. We'll start with the first charge, sedition. Tertullus begins by calling Paul what one commentator called a perfect pest. He goes on to implicate Paul has committed treason against Rome. Notice how Tertullus starts out with generalities, but then moves to specifics. He tells Felix that Paul is, one, an agitator of riots among the Jews all over the empire, two, a ringleader of the Nazarene sect, and three, a man who has violated the sanctity of the temple. Now, the first allegation was very serious, but it was not the first time that Paul had been the subject of this accusation. You'll remember that he faced the same charge in Acts 18 when the silversmith told Gallio, "This man is persuading people to worship God contrary to Roman law." Hidden in that accusation was a charge of treason against the emperor himself. Well, in the case before Felix, this is dangerous, as we'll see next time on Verse by Verse.